B-Pod Studios.
Three Flag Hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. Three Flag Hour is brought to you by Purple East Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. I'm trying to put back together the Eagles. They're not exactly Humpty Dumpty, but you got to look at next year and the new faction of Eagle football, which now will return Carson Wentz, rightfully so, to the quarterback position, and then you have to build around them. And right now, I look at the skill players that you're giving Carson Wentz, and it's not adequate enough. So they're going to have to go somewhere to replace what they didn't have this year, either in the draft or make a big deal. Or are you in favor of bringing back guys on a one-year deal? Like Ajayi worked for a while, right? You bring him back for 1 year and you cross your fingers and then you concentrate maybe on a receiver. There's still that Mac Hollins thing that's in the background. He didn't play the whole year. He's coming back next year. He'll be fresh. Mac Hollins. I mean, you mentioned Mac Hollins.
No.
Yes, Sheldon Gibson, the preseason star of stars.
Yeah. I don't need him back. Mac Hollins is interesting because he can do the one thing that they are missing. He is fast and he can allegedly take the top off of defense. Uh-huh. We haven't seen it, but soon. The injury he had is not the type that puts a guy, it means he's injury prone and he'll never play.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come back from that. He has to be in their plans, but they still have to draft a wideout. They have to. In fact, in the first three rounds.
Draft a running back, too.
Yeah, you have to.
Draft a running back.
In the first three rounds, you have to do defensive tackle or end, wide receiver, running back in those first three rounds. And maybe if you're lucky enough to trade Foles, you have two ones. If you have two ones, you might be able to get the defensive lineman because there's a lot of good linemen and a running back or the wide receiver right in the first round. Think so.
Yeah?
I think so. Maybe. It might be a two and a three, but if you get two twos.
Not so sure about that. Let's go Goldie in South Philly. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Goldie.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Goldie?
Yeah, listen, man, I'm almost 50 years old. Mm-hmm. I just want them to trade Carson Wentz and get some draft picks. You remember when Dallas traded Herschel Walker? Got all them draft picks?
Yeah, listen, I hear you. It was something we discussed before, but the dream's over now because he didn't take him past.
But I waited all my life to see a Super Bowl. Why are we going to get rid of a quarterback that we know can do it?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, they lost to New Orleans.
Eli Manning ain't a star.
Hold
but I hate them Dallas Cowboys and them Giants, and they did it.
Let's go backwards. They didn't beat New Orleans, did they?
What'd you say?
They didn't beat New Orleans. He didn't play well against New Orleans.
Okay, we need more defense. You know that, Mike. Come on, man.
To be realistically, you knew the only way that they would ever consider going away from the franchise quarterback that they drafted and cultivated is if Nick Foles would have gotten him to the Super Bowl. He didn't.
So exactly. That's why I'm saying.
It's over. It's over, Goldie. You're torturing yourself.
I'm not torturing myself. We need to get some draft picks for that Joker. And then, listen, I'm telling you.
That Joker.
That's a violation.
Come on, man. He won 11 of 13 games. He's no Joker.
Okay, if he was that good, why he ain't played in Division One? My nephew played for Division One in South Philly. I ain't going to say his name. He in the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, what does it matter whether a guy comes from Division One or not? If he has the talent.
No competition. He had UCLA out there. You had Washington out there.
How'd you like him his rookie year? Did he play okay for you?
Nobody had tapes on him.
Okay, now the second year, he won 11 of 13 games. How'd that work?
We played the worst team.
Come on.
Like, I'm a real South Philadelphia dude, man.
Goalie.
I studied this.
Goalie, you whacked.
Huh?
You're whack.
That's not true!
You're whack. That's not you anything. If you're going to just say he only won 11 or 13 years, he didn't play anybody. Come on. You just don't like the guy. Let's go T-Love in Philly. What's up, T-Love? T-Love!
What's up?
What's going on, man? Let's go.
Hey, man, look. About the bus thing, man.
Uh-huh.
I remember you couldn't even get on the bus program if you live within a certain radius of the school.
That's the thing. Like, why would they even stop at that block? That's the violation part of it, isn't it?
Probably.
You live too close to the school. It's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is you can walk 25 feet. The bad thing is we're not going to pick you up.
Well, this is a suburban thing, man. You know what I mean? When you're a little soft, you might need that little tube.
I guess, but it helped, you know what I mean? It held me up like the Iditarod, man.
Hey, look, here it goes, man. What is the deal with Le'Veon Bell? Please tell me.
What's the deal with him?
Is there any way possible we can work a deal and get this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
Yeah, sure.
Out of the question?
No, it's not out of the question. You can pay a price and you can get him.
Okay, well, see, then, this is where I'm talking about management, man. I need for Roseman to do the magic that he did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not what he did last year, a year ago.
So you want to see him add Le'Veon Bell?
I want to see a quad running back. I don't want to see little Darren Sproles anymore. I don't want to see anymore. I don't
Smallwood.
Want to see anybody. I don't want to see any small guys anymore. I want to try to bring back LeGarrette Blount. Let's get back Le'Veon Bell in here. We can get Blount back for cheap.
Yeah, Blount's 105 years old now. You don't want him. But Le'Veon Bell, you should have stopped it when you were ahead. I got the Le'Veon Bell thing.
I don't want him starting. Le'Veon Bell's going to be my... Hey,
Garrett
by Blount, the way.
I swear to God. Dude, that dude, it's one of those... He's like Chase Utley-esque, little Garrett Blount, isn't he?
Yes, and man. Why? And why? He didn't play...
People love themselves some LeGarrette Blount in this town.
He didn't play that well for the Lions. No, he averaged less than 4 yards a carry.
Because he's a 32-year-old running back. He's got miles. Brian in the Easton. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. How you and the guys doing today?
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
All right. Hey, I was just picking up what T-Love was just saying about Le'Veon Bell, but you answered that. But I wanted to see who you thought we can bring in, you know, like through free agency. I heard you talk about the draft and like who we should keep and who we should let go of the team now. But who do you think is out there that we could afford and could and should bring in? And,
as far as what, running backs or wide receivers or like what positions are you talking
anything.
About?
Any spots you think that we need help in?
Well, I have to look at some lists, and I really have that. Let's look at
it's like a Santa Claus
free agent running backs for this coming year. Now, listen. There's always Kareem Hunt out there, right? Now, would you be willing to take a chance at Kareem Hunt after that domestic thing?
Yeah, I mean, we did it with Michael Vick. You know, he had some issues. We brought him in, and then City ended up loving him. So, you know, see what happens.
That wasn't domestic violence, though.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that might be a step out of bounds.
All right, now Le'Veon Bell is the prize get of this. But, you know, like... There are guys like Alfred Blue from Houston. Tevin Coleman from Atlanta would interest me a little bit. He's a free agent. There's some guys out there you can get. The only star is Bell and Hunt.
My other question I wanted to ask you was, okay, we let Foles go. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had Sudfeld as our backup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that they draft another quarterback, or do you think that we bring in, you know, like somebody that's...
No, there's no need to draft another quarterback. You got the young Wentz.
Yeah.
All you have to do is you're backing up a guy. There's no need to draft. That would be a wasted draft pick to draft a quarterback. You know, three years down the road when Wentz is playing, then you start thinking about drafting a quarterback who you can cultivate.
Yeah, so what do you do? You just have two quarterbacks then?
No, they'll sign a third. There's always a backup out there you could sign.
Sanchez?
No, it's not going to be Sanchez.
No, I'm not going there.
All right, now Mark Ingram from New Orleans is a free agent. Now he might interest me as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I like him. If you're not going, but the thing is, I still have to draft a young guy. I have to get it right this time.
Yeah, you have to draft a young back.
Pumphrey, Dan from the TV, Booney, he pointed out how many good running backs there were when they drafted Pumphrey, and it seems like every single one of those other guys could play except for him. Oh, yeah. For the record, Blount, for all the people that love him, he averaged 2.7 yards a carry this season.
Yeah, but see, their memories of Blount is that he was a basher who could score from the two. You need more than that as a running back. That's a specified area where a guy can help you. You're talking about a running back that can carry the football. God forbid we ask our starting running back to carry it 15 to 20 times. I know that's, you know, like an archaic proposition, but that's what you need. Some young guy can carry it 15 times. Mike and Glenmore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Happy New Year to the whole crew, man. Dude, that game broke my heart because it's so hard to get to this part of the season. And when you're up 14-0, Brooks went out, the game changed. I mean, they couldn't run right side anymore. Mm-hmm. But the thing that disturbed me the most was when the guy gets up there and preaches about his aggressiveness and he writes books about it, mm-hmm. and he talks about his father telling him the last thing he ever told him was, if you're going to be a coach, stay aggressive. When you kneel down at halftime instead of trying to get the three back that you just gave away with a long pass interference because the half can't end on a defensive penalty, when you do stuff like that and take a timeout into the locker room with you, and then at the end of the game, before they threw that play, Mike, when Foles checked out and handed the ball off to Sproles and ran that clock, I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. I'm like, they're going to take it to the two-minute warning. They got a timeout at second down. They're going to force the Saints to burn a timeout on third down. So they got another timeout. And on fourth down, they got their own timeout. And Doug ran a play, and he took three timeouts with him on the airplane. And if you count the one at halftime, that's four. And he stood up there on the podium after the Bears game and told me that he iced the kicker because he wasn't taking that timeout on the plane with him. You can't do that, man. That was coaching disaster. Now, as far as our squad goes moving forward, you got to go with the young gun in the quarterback just because we put ourselves in that position. But if Brooks is hurt with an Achilles and the other two clowns retire in the middle and the left, we're losing 60% of our offensive line.
Yeah, Kelsey's not going to retire. You have to worry about the left tackle position, and you have to worry about temporarily the right guard, because I agree with you. He won't be back to start the season.
How long is that Achilles injury, Mike?
Yeah, it could take a while. You're right. They may need a total replacement there.
That game was...
let me ask you this about Doug, because you seem to be bitter about Doug Peterson. Did you think he was a bad coach by the end of the year, like the last that rally they made? You're worried about the timeouts he left on the field?
But it goes against everything he preached us
was he a bad coach by the end of the year?
No. I'm only disappointed at that time because it's so hard to get there.
You're picking at little things here?
Mike, it's so hard to get there. One play and we're in the championship.
I get it, but you're worried about timeouts that he didn't take at the stage. Come on, man. Seriously, that's overly harsh.
And the play that he's talking about.
That's the time he took a timeout on the airplane. Seriously? 2 days after they lost in New Orleans, that's the issue?
And the play was there. It went through Alshon's hands. The play...
But that wasn't the only thing that bothered him. He was talking about, like, three games ago, before halftime, when he didn't take the timeout.
They won the games! Who cares what happens in wins?
Oh, I love people. Dennis in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Dennis?
That school, was that a grade school or a high school?
It was a grade school.
Them buses ain't got no heat. Anyway, before I talk about...
It's a great school. I mean, I swear to God, it was two blocks away from the school. The bus made a stop.
Well, that's the parents, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm on the bus driver. I beep. Kids, how you doing? Walk to freaking school.
Anyone open it, I wouldn't open the door. Anyway, before I get into Jimmy Butler, I was watching Glenn Schwartz today, and he had an interesting stat. This game they're playing at Arrowhead will be the coldest game ever played there.
Wow.
6 degrees.
Oh, it's going to be like 11 degrees.
Six.
Six at kickoff? Well, who's that favor? Certainly not the kid who throws the ball a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold game.
Uh-oh. I may have to load up on TV.
Jimmy Butler. He was traded here November 12th.
Uh-huh.
He's getting comfortable now, as you can see. I think the time to trade him is now, trade him to a contender. Because next year, he'll be 30, his last year in the league, last year on his contract, he's getting just under $20 million, 19.8. 2020, unrestricted free agent, he'll be 31. So I say trade him now to a contender and get something for him.
You would trade Jimmy Butler now?
I would.
What are you doing for the rest of the season?
Well, they're not contenders.
The idea is to throw away the season and trade Jimmy Butler?
Throw away the season. No, get a young kid.
The fan base isn't ready to give up on a season like that.
We're not giving up on a season. They're not going to win this year. They're not going to win.
Yeah, but the fan base, you can't tell your fan base that. No, they're not doing that. They're more likely to sign him. Jim in Bucks County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, let me get you off speaker for a second.
What's up, Jimmy?
So I'm going back to a debate you guys were having yesterday, and you guys just touched on it again just a second ago. The Saints have one time out remaining. The Eagles are driving into the red zone. There is no excuse for running a play. It's flat-out poor coaching. It doesn't matter if the player's there or not.
Why does it not matter if the play's there?
Because a smart, well-versed coach understands that the objective is not only to score, but to score with as little time on the clock as possible. So giving them that extra timeout doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand where everyone's coming from that this coaching decision is way bigger than
everyone. Yeah, you don't make any sense.
What does it make sense?
I'm going to tell you what doesn't make sense about it. Because the play was there, that moves them closer to the goal line. Is that not the goal, to get closer to the goal line? If the play is there, the clock stops immediately afterwards because it's the 2-minute warning. Then you can run a play, and then they can use their last timeout. You still have control of the situation. I don't understand why people are getting bugged out that they didn't run it down to the 2-minute warning. How many seconds did they cost themselves by running that play?
Who would you consider the best coach in the NFL?
It's irrelevant. Let's talk about this issue. You tell me what was bad about that play.
You're giving them an extra chance to stop the clock.
You're not giving them an extra chance to stop. What do you mean?
Because you get that 7 yards, the clock instantly stops. So you're 7 yards closer. What's the big deal being 7 yards closer?
If the play succeeds, how is it bad?
But that's the thing.
You're overthinking it.
Bill Belichick, you're telling me he calls that play.
I don't know what Bill Belichick would have done, but you're assuming something that is not a fact.
We both know Bill Belichick runs it down to the 2-minute
warning. No, we don't, Jim. Don't you think you're overanalyzing here?
I'm not, because that's a big deal.
It's not
that's
a big deal. Big the play deal. Went through the guy's hands, and it turned into an interception. A play that was there that would have put him closer to the goal line where they had to get to score a touchdown. This has become now like the quintessential, why did he run it to the 2-minute warning? The only reason you care about that is because it was an interception. And it shouldn't have been an interception. It was happenstance that it was an interception. Do you think you're bitching and moaning if Alshon Jeffrey catches that ball? Are you bitching and moaning at all that they didn't run the clock down to 2 minutes?
I would say no.
It's a non-issue. So you're trying to make yourself feel better because of that bad result. And naturally you come to the conclusion, whoa, the 2-minute warning, it wouldn't have happened. It may have still happened. Fate. 610-632-0975. All right, on the other side, I've got a list of free agents in the skill area and otherwise that we will go down and see if we're interested. It's the Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update. Carson is the guy. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over 2 decades, helping our community. Eagles continue to take care of postseason matters. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman addressed the media today. Doug confirmed Carson is the guy going forward.
Carson is the quarterback going forward. And in Nick's case, listen, we'd love to have everybody back throughout the roster. But as I've said many, many times, you know, it's not about one guy. You know, it's about the team, and we're going to do what's best for the team.
Sal Pal checks in with Mike today at 5:15. Flyers beat the Wild last night 7-4. They play the Bruins tomorrow night at home. Sixers will see familiar faces Dario Saric and Robert Covington tonight when the Timberwolves come to town. Robert Covington will not be playing in the game tonight with an ankle injury. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Phillies continue their offseason pursuits. Jason Stark will check in with Mike at 4. Our Big Green giveaway keyword is coming up at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. Hey, Mom, keep it fresh and easy this week at Giant with Driscoll's Blueberries. Buy one, get one free. Add a nutritious twist at a price you'll love. BOGO Driscoll's Blueberries of this week only at Giant. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But it's 3:30, Mike Missinelli Show. 4 o'clock, we'll talk to touch base with Jason Starr. Let's see what's going on with the... apparently, this thing's now going to drag into February. Machado Harper thing. So we'll try to get the lowdown on what's going on with that. And also, Sal Powell joins us at 5:15. But right now, it's time to update our Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Miss Natalie.
Over 1,100 votes so far. Are you ready to move on from football season? 57% say yes, Sixers and hot stove. 43% say no, not ready.
All right, yeah, we'll zero in on the Sixers. Start zeroing in. Flyers with a big win last night, too. Flyers got the, you know, it's a slow news night when the Flyers get the top story on when the Inquirer sports page.
They played really well last
night. 7 goals, 7 tallies. For the boys.
Patrick breaks out of a tremendous slump. With 24 games, gets a goal, a career high 4 points.
About that.
Things are looking up.
Yes. I was watching. Yes, I was a little flyered up last night.
You were?
A little bit.
Well, I'm glad people want them to lose for use.
Yeah. But, I mean.
You mean what? Whoa. Let's get the Twitter poll up. Oh, we just got it. I'm sorry.
All You're right. done with the Flyers already. Nah, back to the Twitter poll.
Flyer talk ends. All right, what position is most important? Where do you want to look at skill-wise? You want to look at running back or you want to look at wide receiver?
Let's look at wide receiver.
All right, let's look at wide receiver. The wide receiver core. Guess who the top-rated wide receiver free agent is?
I have no idea.
It's Golden Tate.
Oh. Well, no.
There's Larry Fitzgerald.
No.
Adam Humphries. Tyrell Williams. Dante Moncrief, Devin Funchess, Jordan Matthews, and here's a name that interests me, John Brown.
Yeah, Philly Brown can't play.
That's not Philly Brown.
That's not the Philly Brown.
No, John Brown is the guy who played with the Cardinals.
Right, that's Philly Brown.
No.
The one with the Cardinals, yeah.
That's not Philly Brown.
Which is Philly Brown?
Philly Brown is...
I thought he was the one on the Cardinals.
No, the Cardinals had Juwan and John. Carolina had Philly Brown.
Oh, all right.
John Brown has speed. He's a speed guy. And Tavon Austin.
No, I don't want
Austin. You don't want him?
Nah.
Either?
So what that list tells me is priority one, draft wide receiver, and then I'll check free agency for running back. That's what I don't like that list.
You don't like that list?
Nah.
John Brown, 7-15 and 5 scores, averaged 17 yards a catch last year.
How many catches?
I don't know. I don't have that.
Yeah, see, that's... No. I have to check into
it. I'm interested in John Brown.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's your running backs. John Brand's now in the Ravens.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he was with the Cardinals. Remember they had John and Juwan?
Yeah, I got it confused. Right,
okay. So let's go to running backs. Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Ingram. Now yep. 30.
Yeah, still. Yep.
Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch.
No.
Tevin Coleman.
Yes.
Interested?
Yes.
Bilal Powell.
A little bit.
Javorius Allen.
Mm.
Tavius Murray.
Nah. But see, now those are more names. There's more options there.
All right.
I would do a 3-year deal with Ingram, for example, with the expectation that I'm cutting him after 2. And I think he could help you. I do. I think he could help. And you still have to draft a back, but maybe I could draft that back in the 4th round and develop him. Ingram's my number one. And then maybe I keep Smallwood as my 3rd back.
I don't know if Ingram can carry the load at number one anymore.
Well, he's splitting with whoever you draft, and Smallwood's still around there. You got to keep one. Everybody has more than one guy that touches the ball anymore.
All right, what other position? What's most important to you?
I'm interested in safety. Do they have that
safety
list? Yeah, do they even have that?
Yes, they have that list here. Safety. Let's check it out. All right, let's go with Earl Thomas.
Yes. Short-term deal, yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Yes.
Marcus Joyner.
See, these are all pretty decent options.
Landon Collins.
Yeah.
Adrian Amos.
No.
Oh, see? Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that response?
Because he went to
Penn
State.
You know why? There it is. There you go. You can read him a mile away.
I like those other options more.
You're so
predictable. Think about that, though.
You are so predictable.
I'm not. Now, think about those first three guys. Eat all those guys next to Jenkins. You draft a guy. Now you have something in safety, though. Those guys would upgrade the defense. Because McLeod, I don't think, is going to be back because his cap number shoots up super high. I think that's something they should explore. And all those guys were under 30, except for Tom. I know Thomas is older, but the other ones were under 30, right?
Yeah. I'm not going through any more positions now that you offended me. Chris is Stratford. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Chris?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, question.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Sixers going to the playoffs? And I have a few questions
Like going to, like making the playoffs or what their prospects are in the playoffs?
Correct. Second day. Yeah, exactly.
Their prospects are, in my view, are not very good.
No? Not really?
Well, no. I don't think they're as good as the top 4 teams in the conference right now.
Well, all right. As far as the Eagles.
Are they as good as Toronto?
No.
All right. Are they as good as Boston?
No.
They might be. Are they as good as Milwaukee?
That's iffy.
See, that's where I'm going. Right now, you can't convince me that in a 7-game series they can handle those 3 teams to win 4
that's
games.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, to win 4 of 7, I think it would be tough for them right now in their current form without a bench to win 4 games of 7 against those 3 teams.
That's fair enough. My next question is: I didn't hear most of your days. Broadcast. I was working. Your thoughts on the top picks for the Eagles maybe this year? What do you think they're looking for?
Well, we were just talking about they have to draft a running back. I think that they would do well to draft an offensive lineman unless they think Jordan Mailata and Vaitai are an answer at left tackle. They may be able to get a guard in the second, third round, something like that. I think maybe a linebacker they need to draft. There's a laundry list. Now, they have 10 picks, so they can address a lot of needs, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, Vaitai, if he can handle everything as much as his hair and just bust it up a little bit, that'd be great. My next question.
No, you take an unfair shot at his hair. What's the hair have to do with it, man?
Well, I'm just saying he has gray hair. I'm just saying he's got big hair.
Sayamalu has the big hair.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes.
Did you finish Narcos?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago.
What'd you think about that?
Second best show of all time.
What's your next Netflix show?
It goes Wire, Narcos, Sopranos. Bang. End of story. I don't even have a fourth.
Did you watch Oz?
No.
You didn't watch it? No, because last week there were a lot of people trying to say, while we were celebrating the 20-year anniversary,
I did not watch Oz.
That Oz was better, and I didn't agree with that.
It can't be better.
Oz started better.
Oz is kind of goofy, though, isn't it?
It got goofier. Mm. It was, at the time, though, because it was like first, it was, we had never seen anything like it before in the beginning. Yeah. So
I'll tell you a show that has really fallen off a cliff.
What's that?
Ray Donovan.
I've heard.
Oh, my God.
I hadn't seen
that. That used to be a good show.
No good anymore?
It stinks.
The Showtime shows have struggled. People said the same thing about a Homeland.
You know, it's almost like I look at these writers of these shows like I look at players. Like, you got to show me consistency over a certain period of time before I anoint you.
Yeah.
And Ray Donovan just blew apart. Like, True Blood did the same thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, True Blood came on, I said, man, that's a great presence, a premise of vampires living among human beings. Trying to do human stuff. And then it just went totally sci-fi and crazy. And it's just writers, and they don't have the discipline to carry it on. You know, that's why it takes a special show. Like those three I mentioned in my top, that's why I don't have a fourth. A lot of people, Breaking Bad people are gone. What are you talking about, dude? Breaking Bad's the best show of all time. It's not. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.46. By the way, what would have happened this Super Bowl weekend if the Eagles had gotten to the Super Bowl?
That was happening. I mean, that's happening either way. So they would have had to go to Super Bowl.
So they would have stayed and we would have gone?
Yeah, no, we were going.
Huh?
Either way.
Yeah, we were going. And I believe Middays would have ended up going.
The Bowl must go on.
Yeah, no, that's happening. They got some good prizes now. So yeah, that's happening.
All right, cool. All right, let's go back to the phone. Tom in Morgantown. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
I got a nightmare scenario for the Eagles next year.
Mm-hmm.
Foles goes to the Giants. All right, Wentz, who's injury prone. And I think of Sam Bradford and RG3. He gets hurt. He's already lost a step. He gets hurt next year. The Giants go to the Super Bowl with Foles.
Why are you doing it? Why are you torturing yourself that way?
What do you mean torturing? I'll be rooting for the Giants.
Oh, you're a Giant fan?
No, I'm an Eagles fan now. But as soon as they trade Foles,
Wait a minute.
More than Wentz.
That's a violation.
Hold a second. What? You're saying if the Eagles trade Foles to the Giants, you would be rooting for Foles?
Well, sure.
And you're not rooting for the Eagles anymore?
Why would I? Until Foles leaves the Giants, I'd be rooting for him. He was the one.
Foles has won you over more than your actual love interest for the team?
Sure. He was the one that took them to win the Super Bowl.
He really didn't, because the other guy put him in a position where they were the number one seed. No.
He brought them to the Super Bowl. And this year, he brought them to the playoffs. Wentz was not going to do that, right?
What do you mean Wentz wasn't going to do it?
Wentz was not going to bring
How do you know that? How do you know? They might have had a rally.
Because he got hurt.
Okay, he was hurt. So
and he's going to get hurt again. look at RG3. Look at Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford, number one pick, right? Franchise quarterback.
Look, we don't know what's going to happen as far as injuries go. My concern is not that. My concern is that you would root for Foles and the team he's playing with over your hometown team.
No. Foles is the player that helped my hometown team. I don't believe Wentz will do that.
But who are you rooting for? You're rooting for the Giants? If he goes to the Giants?
Actually, I'm rooting for Foles.
I'm going crazy today with some of these callers.
You know what? That guy.
Have any venom. It's just weird.
His fandom is revoked. You're rooting for the clothes, man. At the end of the day, that's what you're doing. You're rooting for the people in the uniforms. If they're gone, they're gone. You can't root for Foles over the Eagles.
Listen, I tried to pragmatically point it out that it was like it's really strange. His point was strange, but I don't think he was getting it. So we move on to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Well, it's the end to a great year. I wasn't the happiest camper, but, you know, I got over it. I told you Friday that, you know, if we lost, I was going to be all right with it. I'm still that I'm content. So yeah. To lose on a drop pass, you don't want to, but at least it wasn't a bad penalty. At least it wasn't something that had to go to instant replay. You know, it ended on a football play, and I'm content with that. Did it go our way?
You can live with that, huh?
I can live with that. Yeah. Of course. Do I want him to drop it? No, he had two drops the whole season. You know, that's just the way fate happens sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I'm not mad at you. Weren't devastated. What was your reaction? First of all, did you watch the game in the new home?
Well, no, the new home wasn't ready.
That's not ready yet. Okay.
I got something to say on the end of my conversation, so if you wouldn't hang up on me, I want to say something about what Tyrone said to me Friday.
What is
right. Well, when I got off the phone, he sighed, and then y'all had a conversation. He said I had nothing to be happy about because it's just a box. Because I didn't have my heating and air, my electrical, and my plumbing hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also a guy that was homeless for a year that slept in a car, that slept in a recycling dumpster. So a new home without HVAC, heating and air, and electrical was actually a very happy
Tyrone was just trying to be radio quippy. Yeah, he didn't mean it that way. So he didn't mean to insult you.
It hurt my feelings. I honestly...
Yeah, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. We apologize for that, Chuck.
Well, I appreciate that. Because, I mean, it really hurt my feelings. I've worked hard to get where I'm at in my life.
I know. You sound like a hard-working dude. Yeah, it was just sometimes we get radio quippy and we offend when we don't mean to offend.
Well, I appreciate that. It takes a lot to say. So I appreciate that, you know, and it makes me, you know, that's why I love calling y'all. Because you guys... You know, when you're wrong, you say it. So it's a happy moment for my wife and my wife and son. So,
good for you, man.
I'm happy with the way that Doug called that play. You know, he saw something. He went ahead and called the thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't consider it a gutsy call.
Yeah.
He's not Riverboat Rivera.
Right.
That was a good call. He saw something.
Here's the thing. I understand it. People were wounded that they lost the game. Right, and they lost it on that play. So it's like, okay, how could we have avoided that terrible ending? Well, maybe if they had run the clock down to the 2-minute warning, it wouldn't happen. But then you just, you know, you're driving yourself crazy with scenarios. Real time happens. And in real time, that play was open. And in real time, real regular time, he probably makes that catch. One out of a quirky 100 times, it's going to slide through his fingers. And then it's going to pop in the air and make for an easy interception for somebody. It happens. You're not going to avoid the circumstance because you decided to run the clock down to the 2 minutes. It was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. That's the way you look at it. All right. Don't be insulting Chuck anymore now.
You know, I appreciate what you said, Mike.
Uh-huh. You were just trying to be quippy. I know.
We were happy for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he heard... the spirit of what I'm saying.
No, the spirit of it was we were just trying to be quippy.
And I was saying that I was just waiting for when he had the hookups, and then I would celebrate with you. He didn't update about whether or not he got the hookups.
And plus, you didn't know the guy's circumstances.
We never know.
So you think you have a license to be quippy, and sometimes it backfires. Like Chuck. Chuck's feelings were hurt. And we don't want to hurt his feelings. Good dude. Calls the show.
Great
very
listener.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. He listens in North Carolina.
He's a good guy.
He's an industrious fella.
Good guy, Chuck.
Yes, he is.
I hope the next time he calls, he gives us an update. Because I am interested in the update on the house.
We could all learn from Chuck, I think.
Yes. In the 4 o'clock hour, Jason Stark joins us at 4 o'clock. And also a little later in the 4 o'clock hour, the President of the United States bought the Clemson football team fast food for their visit. We'll discuss. It's the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Also coming up at 4 o'clock, 5K a day, chance to win $1,000. Don't go anywhere.
A blessed situation. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by the Rothman Institute. Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. So turn to the top orthopedic experts in Central Jersey, Rothman Institute. Eagles continue to take care of postseason matters. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman addressed the media today. Doug discussed having both Carson and Nick.
We've been blessed to have this type of quarterback room, you know, here in Philadelphia since I've been here. And for a guy like Nick to come in and play as well as he has and well as he did, you can't help but take away things I could use, you know, Carson could use moving forward.
Sal Pal checks in with Mike today at 5:15. Flyers beat the Wild last night 7-4. They play the Bruins tomorrow night at home. Sixers will see familiar faces Dario Saric and Robert Covington tonight when the Timberwolves come to town. Robert Covington will not be playing in the game tonight with an ankle injury. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Phillies continue their offseason pursuits. Jason Stark will check in with Mike at 4. Our Big Green giveaway keyword is coming up at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. Visit Swiss Farms drive-thru markets for fresh dinner entrees like their cranberry chicken salad. Plus, stock up on groceries right from your car. Go to SwissFarms.com for locations in Delaware County and Norristown. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.